Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 9th, 2018. And this is Live Talk. I am Kip Stube.
And I'm Tanonoka Wande.
Tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the subdivision of polling stations, handling of ballot papers, and other issues in Zimbabwe.
To join our discussion, please call us directly at 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you right back.
Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 metermoil frequency and on the 4930-6080 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can get us on voazimbabwe.com, voashona.com, and voandebele.com.
If you have just joined us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the electoral process in Zimbabwe ahead of the forthcoming general elections to be held on July 30th.
The Zimbabwe Electoral Commission says it has subdivided polling stations in order to make it easier for voters to cast their votes in the July 30th elections. ZEC says it is facilitating postal voting while recruiting manpower for this year's polls.
The subdivision of polling stations and related issues have angered opposition parties, including the MDCT led by Nelson Chamisa, which is promising to stage a massive protest on Wednesday against lack of transparency in the printing of ballot papers.
However, Zimbabwe Electoral Commission boss Priscilla Chigumba says that they are following the law in an effort to conduct a free, fair, credible, and transparent election. Chigumba says they have already recruited some people to conduct the elections.
Down for your consumption into provinces, male, females per province, and total voters. I'll just take as an example, Bulawayo Metropolitan has 138,000 females and 120,000 males, and Mashonaland West has 330,000 females and 323,000 males. So that will be part of the brief which you can actually have access to at the end of this process. With regards to this week's activities, we would like to report that we have recruited about 130,000 officers required for the polling exercise. The Commission has already recruited 210 constituency election officers and their deputies, and their training was conducted from 2 to 4 July 2018, and these have already been deployed into the field. An additional 1,958 ward election officers and their deputies have been recruited, and they will be trained between 16 and 18 July 2018. The recruitment of 10,985 presiding officers will be finalized end of this week, while that of polling officers will be concluded on 20 July 2018. The recruitment of the electoral staff is done in terms of Section 10 of the Electoral Act, which directs ZEC to recruit from the Public Service Commission, parastatals, local authorities, and the Health Services Board. It is important to note that in order to allow those on electoral duties to vote on polling day, the Commission has facilitated postal votes for some, while others will be deployed in areas.
Yeah, loge, nkosikazi Priscilla Chigumba, okhuluma-ke lapha ngokwenzakala kwele Zimbabwe, uyakhuluma sibili lapho ukuthi abantu bangaki endaweni ezitshiyeneyo lapha bebevota khona, njalo lokuthi sebedinga abantu ukuthi bangene khonapho-ke kwezokhetho ukuthi bavotise. Kula abanye sebebatholile, kodwa lokho bedinga abanye. Uphinde njalo wakhuluma ngama-postal votes wona lawa ajala ukwenzakala. So ukuthi bayadinga ukuthi bangakwenza njani, njalo bazakwenza. So-ke sifuna ukuthi sixuxelani size ukuthi lithi ngodaba lolu. Phezu kwalokho lakhona kokuthiwa ama-polling stations ungazani asequnywaqunywe lapha lalapha, so asikhulumeni sibona ukuthi siyangaphi. Sikhulume lobaba-ke uQhubani Moyo, uthe uzabuya kuhlelo ngiyokuqala sifuna ukuthi simdinge khonapha kwenze ukuthi size ukuthi benzani ngodaba lolu. Ye, kunjalo baba wani.
Ndiripo duwe magadi niko.
Asiyaphila
mfana. Nasi tinenya yema elections zvakare. Tinoda kutarisa pa nyaya yema postal votes. ayo anoitwa nevanhu vasiri muZimbabwe vanoita zvekutumira ma ballot papers havo kuti anoverengwa kuZimbabwe. Tinoda zvekutarisa nenyaya yemapepa anoshandiswa pakudinda ma ballot papers nokuti vamwe vamapato anokwikwidza vari kutora nyaya iyi nenzira yakaoma zvikuru. Vane zvinhu zvavanoda kuti dini zvaitwa nenzira yavanenge vachidavo kuti vagogutsikana kuti sarudzo iri kuitwa pachena pasina chinhu chiri kuvanzwa chinozokonzera kuti zvinobudamo zvigokonzera mhirizhonga kana kuti kutsamwirana nokutukana. Ndo zvatoda kuti titarise zvakare nhasi. Iyi inyaya inoramba ichienderera kusvika sarudzo yapera nokuti zuva nezuva panouya zvimwe zvinhu zvitsva zvinenge zvichiri maererano nesarudzo. Saka tichida kungoti titarise kuti vanhu vabatsire vagutsikane vaone vataure zvavanenge vachida pamusoro pazvatenge tichiona. Kana muchida kutibatsirawo munotifonera paWhatsApp number yedu 001-202-619-2077. Tinokufonera isusu mugotitaurirawo pane pfungwa dzenyu.
Thank you so much, Wande. I think we're joined by our first guest, and that is Mr. Kubani Moyo. He's one of the commissioners in the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. Mr. Moyo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Yebo, unjani baba?
Isiyaphila mfowethu. Sikase ngesikhiwa sibili ukuthi sizwe ukuthi we are told that some polling stations have been subdivided. Can you give us the kind of thing that is taking place there?
The factual position, Baba Dube.
Yeah, Baba.
Is that when the commission started the process of voter registration, we had a particular number in which we wanted to abantu ba constitute a polling station.
Mm-hmm.
That number is a threshold of 1,000 voters for polling station, so that there is ease of voting. However, when we were doing registration, some polling stations turned out to have a very high voter turnout. Some of them as much as 5,000 voters in one polling station.
Mm-hmm.
So now when we were doing the final compilation of the voters' roll, we realized that if we have 5,000 voters or so in one polling station, on election day, we won't be able to cover all of them appropriately to be able to vote properly. So we then agreed as a commission that we need to maintain a threshold of 1,000 people per polling station, but make sure that we do subdivisions in that polling station. For instance, if a school is a polling station and it now has 5,000 voters, instead of using one classroom for voters, we subdivide it into five different classrooms, into polling station A, B, C, D, and E. That then increased the number of polling stations that we have in the final analysis. This is meant for the ease of voters. This is meant to ensure that on the voting day, we don't have long queues, that everyone is served on time.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Wande, do you have a question for him?
Yes. What I would like to ask Mr. Moyo has to do with the process itself. Do you, when we look at the complaints coming from opposition political parties, do you work with them every stage when you do some things like this? Because to them, it's a sensitive issue. They feel that maybe it opens an opportunity for some untoward things to be done. Are you working with them step by step, Mr. Moyo?
Well, I think in the first instance, you must understand that ZEC operates within the confines of the law. Our actions are defined in terms of the Electoral Act and the Constitution. We try as much as possible to stick to the requirements of the law because the law is the one that defines how we should work with every Zimbabwean, including the vulnerable and those that have no voice. Then secondly, we have said as a commission that in the process of moving on regarding the law, we are also opening up for stakeholder consultation and engagement, which is why we have allowed political parties to come in and participate in our processes so that we can hear their views and move on with them in terms of their thinking. But that does not mean that political parties must dictate our pace. The commission is independent from anyone, independent from the ruling party, and independent from opposing parties. It is only dependent on the constitution of the republic. That is how we operate. But like I said before, that we have tried as much as possible to be inclusive and involving political parties. Regarding the issue of polling stations, I don't think there's any dispute. I don't think there's any problem. I don't think there's anyone who has raised issues with it. We seem to be in agreement, even with all political stakeholders. The only areas where we seem to have some kind of discomfort by some party is regarding the issue of the printing of the ballot paper.
Mm-hmm. So what is the problem there when we look at the printing of the ballot papers and postal votes? It seems as if that's a problem, right?
Yes. There is one political party that has a problem regarding the issue of the printing of the ballot paper. Well, there could be a few others, but there is one that is more pronounced. That is the MDC alliance led by Mr. Chamisa. They are a bone of contention.
Mm-hmm.
Is that whereas the commission has taken them to view the printing of the ballot paper at the printers, they wanted to get inside the printing press and be able to see the actual printing at close range and be able to touch the ballot paper. And then they are also raising other demands, which they are going to be demonstrating for, to say that they wanted to have joint custody with the commission of the ballot papers to ensure that the transportation, they are involved, and so on and so forth. We have said as a commission that there is so much that we can do with the stakeholders, but there is our constitutional mandate that we need to do in terms of protection of the integrity of the whole process of the elections. And there are things that we can't do. For instance, we can't allow situations where we abrogate the role of, you know, taking care of the storage of papers mm-hmm. to a third party. It is our role. We have, however, remained very open and said to the parties that using the platform of multi-party liaison and committees, let's come in together and talk and see how we can find common position and consensus on what we can do to ease tensions. Unfortunately, these multi-liaison and committees have been disrupted by some of the political parties, and in some cases where we have been preparing to meet them, we have been met with demands, including mass demonstrations against the commission, which has made us believe that there is so much, lack of trust that is difficult to solve. And that's why we are saying now as a commission, we might be forced to retreat, to just follow our constitutional position and mandate, and let parties do their politics alone. We don't have to drag into party politics.
Yes, yeah,
do our job as a commission.
Siyakuzwa kakhulu baba Moyo. Sicela ubambe khona apho sesilo mama ke unkosazana Thabita Khumalo we MDC T. Mama Makhumalo kunjani?
Ikhona yakhiphi njani?
Ngiyaphila sibili. Ngicela uhlungene ngesintu khona apho sibili uthi uthi uyamuzwa lapho uyakhuluma umfoka Moyo. Ikhuluma ngokunengi sibili ukuthi uyabona ukuthi ama ballot paper into ezinjalo lithi kumele libone sibili kudindwa kwampana. Lingene ku-printing press lilibambe i-ballot paper akumphendule ngesintu khonapho sizukuthi ungathini mama
ngiyamuzwa sibili mfokamoyo ngile mbuzo lapha mfokamoyo nxa wena usithi amabandla kabalalungelo lokuthi balitshele ukuthi lenzeni kambe mfokamoyo abantu abaphuma bengena umgaqo beyithengisela uzeki ukuthi kulento ebakhubayo abantu ama-thousands wonke lawa bayahlanya thina yini lodwa eli-right isizathu sokuthi abantu bazinikele ukuthi bangene emgwaqweni batshengisele ukuthi elikwenzayo ngakubathabisi ngesani ngoba bonke singabakhangela mfokamoyo ukuthi mina kangisiyodokotela eyelaphayo ingqondo angikholwa ukuthi bonke lana banatha amapilisi engqondo ukuthi sengazani sebegula angikholwa kulendaba afilipho bezeni ngikumbana lelo ngibuye futhi endabeni ukuthi lithi lina lile independence ngivokamoyo kuyangethusa nxa lithi le independence ngoba sabona iChigumba eseRussia ele government yezani kanti laba abanye amabandla amanye aphikisana la yindaba lathi sasingekho eRussia ngoba thina iChigumba zimaze yenza into zeziki ukuyafika kwabeRussia babe siyakwenzani ngoba thina ngokwazi kwethu nomsebenzi yena awenzayo uChigumba wasikhombisa njengabantwana baseZimbabwe ukuthi lumama kule nto ayayifunda ngale ngama-election ngoba uPutin besanda ukuvela kuma-election sathi kuvule engxenye a sesiphongisa kumnyama ongenampisi hlalani hlalani sambona umama uChigumba esese-state house ephahlwe ngupresident u-ED Mnangagwa owezana u-P F lo vice president ubaba uChiwenga owezana u-P F kathi bamphahla lapha lumama lisithi le independence leyo kuhamba njani so thina njengabantwana baseZimbabwe kwasivusa inkopi ukuthi ha sibone iRussia sesibone i-state house kutshoni khonokho ngoba lumama ubambe impilo zethu zakusasa sisuke lapha ukhuluma ngokuthi sihambe sathi iprinting lafaka iglasi phambi kwethu sabona umthini pho ukuthi gedle gedle ukuthi gedle gedla nasikwazi ukuthi lelo phepha lelo liligedlayo lilithethe ngasasikwazi azange siyibambe ngezandla kambe mvukamoyo kuyamekha isensi yini ukuthi mhlana welanga ngivota uthi wena mele ngingama-polling agents ami azakhangela ukuthi umuntu ongenayo wonke yona umuntu oqilwayo ngakula umuntu oyenza ubuqili angithi sithi sesiqedile sibala amavoti lawana sivumelane ukuthi kunqobe bani kudliwe bani thatha amavoti lana siwana amadzele emdulini bese lisithi lina akumelanga ama-polling agents asuke kumele bagcine amabhokisi layo azayo efika e-command center so amabhokisi sigcina i-ballot sesivotile lapho esigcina khona 4 days kodwa lapho elilibhala khona lithi singagcini umehluko ungani
yes.
Njalo lisihlani lina nxa kungento eliyisihlayo ukuthi i-ballot elilenzayo li-ballot eli-above board ngesilungu kwenzeka ukuthi sonke sivume ukuthi hhanu umuntu ento ziyafanana silibambile siyisiwe ngoba sezwa kuthiwa kule ballot ethi ungafika ufake uxaka umakhumalo obulawa e-east uqalwana uyathi ufake ebhokisini yabuleke ginger e-cheddar i-inki isiyangena komoya koqhubani muno so yikho sifuna ukukhona ukuthi sikubone ukuthi liqiniso yini umbe ngamanje
ye sikubamba umlomo makhu sikubamba umlomo khonapho so all what she's saying is that you know there are certain issues that they're fighting with the ZEC and one of them is you know, Justice Chikumba's trip to Russia. She's wondering what she was doing there. And secondly, ballot papers. You know, she says they were shown where they were being printed. But it was, you know, there was a class. They could see the machines running, but they don't know what was being printed. So they want to know exactly how the ballot paper looks like. Mm. And they're worried about Mrs. Justice Chikumba's visit to State House and all those kind of things. So there is a lot that is worrying them. But before maybe we go back to the two of them, we've got a caller. Can we take a caller? On the line there.
Yes. Muripo Eripar Narap.
Yes, Siripo Magadi Mama.
Siripo Edu, Magadi Nini, Mula Uti Batsira Wande Nyaya Eripo E.
Magadi Mama Wande, na Bibs.
Ay, Wachiri Nani Chai.
Mpo Edu, ye.
Nati Inda Mwari. Gaya Ki Ita Uro Zishoma.
Wang.
Zekino vauti kuli vashena, ii nori zekino shangira zaze zimawuni zimawu, nga isa mira ne side one. But azisha misi zaavi, nukuti zonu zekino kwa ino zekira, asi nore zonu falenche kuti, ino pati ya gwati ibuli se choko adi shiri imo, shirikita zeki, pati ya kabuda ito ye NFP, cha gona kubatira isu umo uori, uwezo wakabuda, kaka zungu 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 zimetambu za mkatike nike, nukuti, Zeki pachayo, maikira ayo, ai, aina chokwadi pakuta kwaona kutaka kwavo vanhu vane side vakarerekera asina kukunyanya kuti kuvavoti kubudidza kwakuti inesoti avotawo ngasati nesa chatoda kuti nesungati ngondovhota sagona kuora mwoyo kuti zvakadai zvakadai nokuti kuti kana gwaro wavhota dzaubuditsa wati zvinei pachava nechito chakawandisa ipapo wati mazeu evoting yasvika taikagora 2018 kwataivhotira kwedu kuti aisvika kuspecie nekunzi mapenya apo indaa yekupi kupi kusvika kofuta kuona kududza kuti zvimwe zvinhu zvatambudza vanhu nenyaya yekuwedzera mamwe mavhoting speciel inhaya yakanaka zvai but zvichatambudza zvevamwe vanhu kuti vasinge vasvika ukoko kunzi ndeekati iwo uzoti wakadejetsera apo wakanzvimbo kwakwanzvimbo kuzvazvidai zvauti zvimwe futi zvaudza vanhu mo iri purani yekuti vanoziva kuti ivo pati yavanoda haina sapoti yakawanda inhaira yekuti vadhiyee vanhu vaori mo but hazvina zvatingazviita asi nenyaya zvakadyova mwari zvakakosha mhuri yezimbabwe yose yakateera mwari achabatsa inguva yekuti vaudenga vave vabatsiri chevakaita kutori chinengei vatori kune vamwari womuzekiwo vanotobudisa imwe infomation inodiwa nevanhu saka ndinongoti kuvanhu vese zimbabwe ngatitsumbi chete tisangane vhoti yakachena vhoti yakanaka vangaita vangaita zvipi kunyanyanya amai ava chairman wezeki vanoonekwa vari munhu asina kumira zvakanaka asi kuti nimwe yezuva kana zvinge zvaita zvichavati zvafamba zvakanaka zvimwe zvimwe zvandinoona chii chimwe chihlozi chiri kuzama kuda kuvanzviridzwa mukati menyika yedu yezimbabwe vane side yavanoda asi nekuda kwanyaya dzajehovha mwari zvichafamba zvakanaka zvazvo chokwadi chakabuda kuvavhoti hatingova tine mwoyo wakatsunga tingondovhotera zvatinoshuvira kuti zvigono zviitike ndo zvatinotarisiro yedu iyoyo chete
haiwa tinotenda chaizvo namashoko enyuwayo Mr. Moyo let me come to you briefly to give you a chance here. In your last discussion, the last time you were on air, you did talk about maybe lack of trust among the people that you are working with in the opposition political parties. There is really a clear lack of trust among the people. And some of the reasons we just heard from the callers about how ZEC is leaning towards ZANU-PF, towards the government. We have heard about the questionable trip to Russia, for example, which...
Let me come in. Don't summarize it. I heard it from Tavita.
Yes.
The issue is very clear. Honorable Tavita knows very well that the reason why Honorable Chukumba was sitting in between Vice President Mnangagwa, President Mnangagwa and Chiwenga, it was during the swearing in at State House, when she had just taken an oath of office as the ZEC commissioner. And there's nothing at all of extraordinary about that. Umuntu angafungiswa kuyathatha amapikitha vele kuyenzakala asiyo into emangalisayo naleyo. Okwesibili, ukhuluma nge-trip e-Russia. I-trip e-Russia Honorable Khumalo uyakwazi ukuthi abantu bayahamba nxa bengama-MP kumbe government officials besiya kuma-observation mission ama-elections. And you go as a contingency in Zimbabwe, sometimes MPs, commissioners, around the security, the army, the CIO. When you go there, you are a Zimbabwean team. Nothing really stops you from taking our pictures then around Zimbabwe, our bank. And also, we know the other trip that we go as Zimbabweans, the opposition, the government. When you get there, there's nothing really out of the extraordinary about this. So for me, I don't think that's really fundamental. I think for me, what is fundamental is that we need to be sexual in the ballot paper. There is nothing like a ballot paper, which unafaku X, utavita, yamuva, yukuvani. That in 23 candidates, how is the ballot paper calibrated, which unafaku X, maybe, ogatavita, izaeka, wonkabanya bantu, izye, wela, gomunyumun. It doesn't make sense. I think for me, this is an issue that we need to be very clear about. Uti very awareness kona lokuthi kwenzekani ngendlela nalendi. So thina as a commission, we are saying that we have a duty to do in terms of the law. Politicians have a duty to ensure that they can raise the emotions abantu babo. Because kuzwayo kona lokho, thina we are not going to deviate from following the law because of ama temperatures, ama politicians. Politicians sometimes use demonstrations to whip emotions to mobilize their supporters. We are saying to them, let them do it to mobilize better voters, but they must let ZEC do its job in terms of the constitution, in terms of the electoral aid, as was approved by parliamentarians. What you are seeing from some parties is an attempt to achieve what they failed to achieve in parliament, to change the laws via ZEC to enforce ZEC to act unconstitutional. We will not do that.
Let's have Ms. Khumalo responding. Ms. Khumalo, your immediate response, please. Yes. Ms. Khumalo, are you there?
Yes.
Can you respond to what Mr. Kubanimo is saying?
Yes, right. Mm-hmm. I gave an example that why would she be seen with one part in any activity? Our understanding of the role of ZEC, ZEC is a referee. So when we are in a playing field, you give equal opportunities to both teams. He's talking of diplomatic mission that we travel as the members of parliament from opposition and the ruling. The procedure is pro rata. So you find maybe there's two ZANU-PF and there's one MDC. They went to Russia. Why wasn't one any representative from the opposition if it was a question of observing mission? And you being a second independent and transparent, why then did you not invite one of us? And over and above that, why doesn't Kikumba have meetings with the opposition parties and take photos like what he does with State House?
Uh-huh.
You are an independent organization. So you stay away from the parties that are the warring parties, but listen to their concerns and correct them. The moment we see you wrapping shoulders with them, we raise eyebrows. On the issue of calibration of the inch, whether it's true, whether it's not true, Comrade Kubani. The bottom line is, as Zimbabweans, we are worried about that. There is something that can happen, not necessarily on the MP. The crux of this election is between Advocate Nelson Chamisa and E.D. Mnangagwa. So the calibration does not need to go to the MPs and the councillors. Those are non-entities. The calibration is going to be between Advocate Nelson Chamisa and E.D. Mnangagwa. If that is not true, give us a trial run on the ballot that you have printed. We put our X's for that, for E.D. Mnangagwa, X's for Advocate Chamisa, and put them in a ballot box and wait until the closing time vis-a-vis the polling station. What do we lose? Prove it to us that we are uneducated, we need to be educated. Than to keep on brushing our society, that is nothing wrong with that. There is something wrong with it. That's our understanding. Prove it to us that we are wrong.
No, Honorable Chamisa, I mean, Honorable Khumalo, look, there are two issues here. Your people, our James Kimber, they requested a meeting with us. We gave them a meeting. They came and spoke to us. And then later on, after when we were preparing to have a second meeting, they said they are going to the street. So if it is the belief of MDC Alliance that what they want to achieve the commission to do is via the street, fair and square, then let the street talk and let the results come. But I mean, my knowledge of these processes is that ultimately things must be discussed by parties that are concerned, you know, and so on and so forth. So thina lokho okwephepha lelo lesalamuzi elemagic vele asilani la ngoba siyakwazi ukuthi akusebenzi kona lokho. It's politicking that you guys are using to whip emotions and to whip your supporters. Thina ibalot paper abantu benu abahambayo lati eFidelity Printers, we showed them the paper. By now they should have marked it and they should have been migrating, now they're migrating. So there's nothing like a migrating ex. Which is why Utabita is kept on winning East constituents, where you are my MP. Why was the ex not migrating from you?
Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Kubani and Ms. Khumalo. Can you hold on? Can you hold on? Just 1 minute. 1 minute, Makhumalo. I think we are joined by a third guest, and that is Mr. Nick Mangwana. He's the ZANU-PF chairman for the UK. Mr. Mangwana, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening, and thank you for having me.
Thank you so much. So now, this ballot paper issue, Mr. Mangwana. So we are told now that in social media, people are circulating a message that all MTCT, Chamisa-led MTCT, must bring a pen of their own on election day because they believe that there is a migrating X that moves from Mr. Mangwana to Mr. Kubani Moyo and then lands on, let's say, Mr. Vita Kumalo as the ZANU-PF kind of. No. But I'm not saying that Bakubari is ZANU-PF. I'm just putting here as an illustration. So that's the issue here. So do you really believe that this ballot paper thing should be something that we are talking about today and should be something that is gutted by Zimbabweans before the polls?
It's a very strange situation that we are actually talking about the stationery instead of talking about the people of Zimbabwe and their choice. Because when it comes to the presidential election, we have 23 candidates.
Mm-hmm.
So for that ballot, for that matrix to weed through all the other candidates, say somebody has voted for Mr. Mtek, and it weaves through all that, keeps everybody, and goes all the way to go and be on Emmerson Mnangagwa. It just sounds so strange.
Mm-hmm.
It does not happen. I've argued before that during the 2013, where they believed that there was mutating ballot or migrating votes, we had a situation where the MDC was winning in its strongholds.
Mm-hmm.
ZANU-PF was losing in its weak constituencies. That is the pattern. The election is going by the pattern. ZANU-PF only got 6 votes in Harare, got nil in Bulawayo. That is the pattern, and that is exactly what's on the ground. ZANU-PF had no much support in Bulawayo, and that's why it lost. So I don't know where this comes in. I think it's a red herring, really, where it's taxing people from the real issues, which is people should be debating what's on offer for Zimbabweans from all parties and from all candidates. These are the primary issues that should determine the outcome of the election, the vision, and the program.
And what about the division, subdivision of, let's say, a specific polling station? Then you divide it to A, B, C, D, E, F. There are some people who are saying that's another way of rigging.
It's just, again, paranoia. Because Zeke has explained, I think, in a very equivocal terms, which is understandable, even during an examination. If a certain paper is with more candidates writing it, you don't pack them in one hall or 300 people. You will use a spillover classroom for the rest of the candidates and another spillover classroom. But if another paper is being written by 30 people, you will use one room. It's all simple logic.
Mm-hmm.
Because what we do not want is a situation that happened around 2002, where people did not vote because it got dark and there were so many debates and so forth. Now, Zeke wants people to rush through their votes. So you have 1,000, 2,000 people with one polling station and another 1,000, 2,000, rather than one polling station holds 4,000 people. It all makes sense. I don't know who cannot see through that sense. Why people are denying and refusing to see logic.
Thank you, Mr. Mangwana.
Vamangwana, pamwechete na vamoyo. Kana vanhu vachiona zvinoitika vachitaura imwe munogona kungoti hazvina nebasa rose they are misguided chinyi but hapana here nzira yamunogona kuita nayo within the law to satisfy the people's curiosity. You got a responsibility to the people to do things out in the open. So kana vane pfungwa dzimwe dzinenge dzisina kuti tasa dzamunoona imi kuti they are wrong. Why do you get defensive? Why not just come out in the open and show it to them? Now, because what is happening now is that the commission is getting into a shouting match with those political parties that is supposed to oversee. And arguing like this will not satisfy them. Why don't you just sit back and let them see it for themselves within the law? Why are you being defensive in the first place?
I'll speak for ZANU-PF, obviously.
Right.
I will not speak for ZEC.
Okay.
We, as ZANU-PF, our position is very simple. ZEC should be accorded its independence. It shouldn't be interfered with by anybody That is in terms of our constitution.
Mm.
That reached out and far and beyond the expectation of law and even beyond the expectation of morality. To intercess with the parties, it's sometimes they were holding weekly meetings. What has been happening is, even after meeting with Monzora Mangwana and every other party that was represented in parliament, the FDC was not coming back to speak to these people. That, okay, we've met with Zek, with these issues there and so forth. No, they were not doing that. They were keeping this trump card, waiting to say, we will discredit and illegitimize Zek. Our position is simple, that Zek is a constitutional commission, appointed in terms of our constitution, basically by parliament. Very independent. Let's respect our institutions. And when we respect our institutions, they will deliver. But what's happening is the MDC and some other new opposition parties, they've approached Zek as an adversary. When I approach it, even if it were a judge, if you go to court, and you will approach that court and you make them an adversary, you also make them part to a contestation. Eventually, they will have to defend themselves. Because if they are duty bound to defend their own integrity as officials, as public officials, and the integrity of the institution which they sit in. So when they defend their institution, it sounds like a pushback. When it's actually, they are doing the normal thing which an institution has to do. Mm. It defend its integrity.
Mm. Mm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mangwana. Yes. So what we'll do is, let's take a caller. Mm-hmm. Right now, I'm told we've got a caller.
Mm-hmm.
Let's take the caller.
Yes. Muripa Erbarunare. Hello? Muripa Erbarunare. Yes, tinotenda chazvo kuti maita mwe murefu ndo zvatinoita pachirongwa chinoichi munongopana nguva yekuti mutaure saka tinotenda chazvo kuti maramba muri pafoni tibatsirewo nguva yenyu yasvika yekuti batsirawo namashoko enyu
baba munotoreza ndekuti ndakibve zvakataura kuti Mangwana za 2002 ndanzi tine vanhu varasa kuvhota 2002 vanhu takarohwa tikaratidzwa kuvhota and everything like that anmona kwete kuti hanzi kwakasviba kukadii but inini I was voting kudzura pachimbiza mapurisa akatouya vanhu vakatiza vakaita sei pakauya imbwa pakaita sei saka inini hangu papoint yangu yeseki this time ndeyekuti pamusi wekuvhota vanhu vanonzi mutwai makapfeka matisheti emaparties enyu but ukaona mukuru wezek right now achifamba akapfeka regalia yemwe party handizi zvinhu zvireva kuita sei
wamuri kureva apa ndiani
nachigumba saka in other words there are pictures circulating on social media vane regalia yezanu p f but at the same time ndivo vanhu vati kuti Zek is an independent body anmon right at the very same time Zek in a way house here where they saw their own things Zek zvinhu zvayo inochengetera kupi anga maballot papers zvingave maballot boxes anogariti ezek Zek aiakaraka offices animal inoshandisa maofisi epa da ekuaregistra and so forth egovernment animal of which we are saying an independent body why can't they have their own offices somewhere kusinei negovernment why can't they have their own warehouses zvisinei negovernment to show that they are independent why can't they have their own security personnel zvisinei negovernment they can hire my independent securities kuti vachengeta zvinhu zvavo but vanenge vane masoja ane mapurisa and most of the guys who are working for Zek maarmy vakadeploya ikoko saka isi tikuti in other words zvaitogona chanzaza zvitori nani kutiti sadhiki dai yangounza kana independent electrical board yemenyika iuye irane maelections ezimbabwe for this time kusvika Zek yazoita zvinhu zviri nani ndosingazoi kungatibatsira
aiwa tinotenda chaizvo he's concerned about the setup exec. He goes back to refer to 2002, where he says that people were beaten up in spite of the guarantees and the promises that were made.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also concerned about the chairperson of Zek, seen wearing another party's regalia. I think we've seen that photograph somewhere on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's also talking about where does Zek keep its stationery, all the things that it is using.
Mm-hmm.
Where does it keep it? And why can't they have their own security instead of relying on the government? He is suggesting that they hire their own private security company to guard whatever it is that they have. And in the end, he says that this is why the people prefer to have SADC bring in its own commissioners to assist to run the elections in Zimbabwe.
Yes, and we are happy that we have got Kubani Moyo who's going to respond to all these kind of issues. But before that, let's go back to Ms. Tabita Kumalo. Mr. Kumalo, you are hearing here a caller saying that, you know, they are very much concerned about what is going on. And those concerns have been raised by your own party. So at the end of the day, how do you propose to actually protect the ballot papers?
These concerns were not raised by our own party. We are a mandate-driven party.
Mm.
We consult the people, and the people tell us their problems, which problems we want to share with the government so that we correct issues and we move. So the protection, all what we are saying, kids, what we don't understand as Zimbabweans is, why are you so defensive? If we are wrong as Zimbabweans to think that there's anything, that there's migration or not, prove it to us. We are the ones that are going to vote. We want proof whether it's true or it's false. It's neither here nor there. Why are you being defensive? What is it that you are hiding? We have been to so many elections, and every time they have been illegitimate, there has been controversy all these years. Why are we having the controversy? We seem to be looking at symptoms, not at the causes. Why are people demanding that? And why are you denying us? If you answer that, then we have solved our problem.
Mm-hmm.
The protection is prove it to the people. What you think is what you are doing, and show to us that it does not exist. If that doesn't happen, then there's no credibility. And the last brother that spoke just before me now, he hit it right on the head. That is what we are saying. Prove it to us. Mangwan, I don't even see why he's defending this. Because I don't think people, all these thousands of people that we go to the streets, we see demanding these issues are crazy. Unless you are telling us that here in Zimbabwe we've gone senile. And honestly, if what we are saying is wrong and it does not resonate with the people, why are then people coming out?
Mm.
Honestly.
Right. So let's...
We have never been doing the general plate. And none of us is taking any medication. Prove it to us.
Mr. Moyo, I think the ball is in your court.
Yes, the demonstrations by political parties are an expression of their democratic right in terms of what they think the process must go like. But there is another reality around it, that there is the constitutional and legal position in which the commission must fall. The commission is guided by the law.
Mm-hmm.
It's guided by the constitution, and we follow it to the letter. In the first place, it is not a legal requirement that the commission must call parties when it prints ballot papers. It is not a legal requirement that when we design, we must call parties. The constitution says that the designing of the ballot and the printing is the prerogative of the commission. However, we said then, because the stakeholders wanted to see where it's being printed, whether it's being printed in Israel, in Nikuv, or what, we took them there to go and see it being printed. And I can confirm that the people saw it being printed and being bound from a distance as per the requirements of fidelity printers. So that's what happened. But we are saying to us, let political parties mobilize their supporters, let political parties use the remaining few days, use every avenue of mobilization, including attacking the commission, so that they can score marks amongst their supporters and show that you know, they are alive and active. But ultimately, when they've gone to the streets, when they've finished the public postures If they still want conversations with the commission remains open through multi-party liaison committees. So we have said to them, we are going to wait for their petition on Wednesday. Then we can meet them if they want to meet us. You know, the funny thing about this whole arrangement is that they went on to declare a demonstration. Then they later on wrote a letter, Egofunu won a full commission. So they said, okay, finish your demonstrations. Then we can move on to the next level. For us, that's the beauty of our democracy. Then there's this guy who says, Patrick must come in with these commissioners. That shows lack of understanding of electoral processes. The running of elections in the country is the prerogative of the Constitutional Commission, is ZEC. We are the petitioners. There can be no hiring of AU, no hiring of SADC to come in and run our own elections. It doesn't happen anywhere in the world. There's no precedent. So it just shows that some people are not informed about what is happening in the process.
Then finally, because I need to move.
I want to say that people must understand that there is what ZEC does as practitioners. Practitioners follow the process as provided for in terms of the law, and we follow it to the letter. And we must not deviate. When we deviate, the same people that encourage us to deviate and do things outside the law will come back and sue us and take us to court for not compliance with the law. Will not be caught in the wrong side of the law. We'll follow the law to the letter. If anyone wanted something differently, they had an opportunity and asked in Parliament to change the laws. If they change the laws and say that the printing of the ballot must be observed and that the parties must be there, like it happens in Zambia, we'll have followed it. But unfortunately, to our colleagues, it's tough luck this time around. Hopefully, when you have more MPs in Parliament, you change the law, ZEC will follow it.
Yeah, kulombuzo lapho vela kumnumzana Ezekiel Ganga. Uyabuza lapha ngesindebele baba Qhubani Moyo uthi kanti veli phepha leleli ekade lilidinda lilithethe ngaphi lamabhaloti.
Iphepha lele elidindwa leli lithengwe eSouth Africa ekhampani okuthiwa yimondi and abantu bonke ama-stakeholders sahamba labo e-fidelity printers sabathengisa kudindwa mfowethu sabanika nephepha langikhona balalo sikhuluma nje khonapho honorable Khumalo Ncaka ukuthi umuntu ababemthumile wabuye. Sabanika copy of the paper that will be used as the ballot.
Yes, siyakuzwa kakhulu. Sicela ubambe nje mbijana, sesiyaqeda ke uhlelo lwethu. Nxa ungenelisa ubambe khonapho. So he says all the parties have got those people that went to fidelity printers. They've got a sample of the ballot paper, you know, because they shot them in South Africa, you know. He says there's a company that was identified that actually gave them. Oh, they bought the papers, the ballot papers from them.
Yeah, but one thing that we should all realize is that perception is everything.
Yeah.
If people interpret what they believe they are looking at, what they believe they are seeing, they need to see it in reverse to make sure that they believe it.
Yes, let's go to Mangwana.
Yes. Mangwana, I didn't want to say zvino zvinoitwa nomutemo, zvino zvinoitwa nomutemo, zvino zvinoitwa nomutemo. Vanhu vanozvinzwa, vanozvinzwisisa. Chinovakashamadza manje ndechekuti kana ivo vane chimwe chavasinganyatsoona zvakanaka vasinganzwisisi, vachabudziwa nani zvakutongonze kwai zvikuitwa nomutemo, zvikuitwa nomutemo. Iwo mutemo unochifanira kuva mutemo wenyika. Kana vane zvichemo zvakati saizvozvo, mongovasiya vakadaro here vasina kunzwisisa.
Zvakana ndirisen kunoku. Apaviri zvonizvi. Mutemo watiri kutaura wacho mutemo wakanyorwa kare. Mutemo watiri kutaura ndiwo unolidha, ndiwo wakalidha iye taita electoral reform. I think I will speak in English. So, the electoral act as amended framed how our elections should be run. The parties contributed. Innocent Gonese came with a list of amendments to the original Electoral Act, and most of them were accommodated. The things that ZEC is doing today, there were things mostly that were demanded for by the opposition in Parliament just a few weeks ago. Now ZEC is implementing those. And that's a problem now. Like what Dr. Moyo said, what has been happening throughout these elections is that people demand something. ZEC accedes to that demand. When ZEC accedes to that demand and something goes wrong, people come back to ZEC and say, you know, start blaming it for the things that it has been pointing to say, if we do this, this is likely to happen. The original demand was people were demanding for the voters' roll well before the proclamation had been done. ZEC was getting ready. When ZEC got ready and said people should come and inspect the roll, some people did not. So people protested. But when things went wrong, it was ZEC's problem. So at any point, like right now, we've got a new thing that's going on. People are talking of leaks and so forth. But it is the opposition that was demanding from ZEC to be given as much data as possible, basically all the data that is holding on individuals. Now that some data is got out, is leaked somehow, it's now ZEC to blame because it's not safeguarding people's data. Why are people getting cold texts? Why are people getting cold SMS from parties? Again, who is being blamed is ZEC. I get the issue of perception that as an institution, ZEC must be seen to be impartial, and they should be able to manage that perception. Mm-hmm. They should be fine. Mm-hmm. The only problem, I mean, and the liaison committee, we're supposed to do that. And let me come back and touch a bit on what Mama Kumalo is saying. Mama Kumalo, you are a leader. The thing with the MEC is, if you proclaim from the front or from Razi's house, or what is Changire House today, and say, we want to go against ZEC, you will have a mass base. So people will follow you. So what political parties have to do, or the obligation of political parties, is to take responsibility. You can't say these demands are coming from people. These demands are being laid from the top. And to show leadership, you have to lead people the right way. Because some of these things that you are doing are counterproductive. Some people are already disillusioned. They are saying they are going to a predetermined election. The result is predetermined. Your own voters will not go, some of them will not go to vote based on the narrative that you are pandering.
Mr. Mangwana, thank you so much for those remarks and stay on the line. I think we've got a caller.
Yes.
Let's take a caller then.
Yes.
Round up.
Harry Aruku DRC, Muripo Erepafone.
Ndiripo makafundere.
Aiwa takasimba chaizvo maita yenyu maramba muri pafoni tichipewa zvamunofunga nenyaya yatinayo nhasi.
Ini ndinofunga kuti ZEC rikuda kubiridzira zviri pachena chena. Chekutanga pointi iri kutaurwa yekumultiplier mapolling stations. Mapolitical parties anenge aine maagencies avo anenge achinomira paichi polling station. Chichenderana nemapolice stations avakapiwa. Saka iwo vakaisa 20 or 50 more extra police stations, which means mapolitical parties achakondisa dzimwe nzvimbo dzisina maagents because it's not unplanned. Iwo vari kungoti we are doing something which is constitutional, tiri kuteedzera mutemo. But vaita mutemo wavo kumaapply mapolice stations and achazenge asina maagents because it's obvious kuti panoitwa election there will be logistics of each and every part. Inoprezenta vanhu vayo kuti nini muchange muri pamapolice stations aya ari 5. Then ZEC yoita futi another extra 50 police stations, which means the other police stations anenge asina vanhu vanenge vachiitarisa. Then secondly, vairegista vanhu vachitora masesis evanhu, all that information. Then the last one will be voter roll, cinema faces. Where are those faces? It is another voter roll, very big. And Chirukusha Miss and the Chibi, they are just boosting the Iowa Susu. We are mandated to do the job which Romugada will be. We are on this side of the law. No. As opposition parties, I think it is the time kuti vakaona kuti zviri kuitwa, it's not fair. They must boycott the elections, Dani, kuti vatengese my wishes, my willing, Evana, Mia Cooking, and the Chin, it is about the beauty was in the touching. But the tower was a week, I know my way out, I see it is very easy to do free and fair election. But I'm getting quite a polling stations are agreed, number of polling stations, the poor are my audience, Van Wolf, Waterma. My results of the account by purpose of published on each police station. Then a panachin of Bushan Sira would be Karuku, Gadira Pavan, one or to be Paratura Katira, say, Panet was I could demand one Nima opposition parties with Tudaku, Kunaka Gadira, Machina, and the Kanaku and the Kadiru.
I want to tell you,
Kanavata is in free and fair. Rino Guran, the Ulipa, Uro, Chet and Row, no one was in the Buddhist.
Yeah, I want to attend that I saw the Masho Kwenyewayo. He's complaining, he says, clearly Zeki's position is
trying to steal the election. So, yes. Let's go to Ms. Kumalo. We've got a few minutes to go. Ms. Kumalo, Mr. Kuban Moyo is claiming that you've got a sample of the ballot paper. So, you've got it. So, why are you complaining?
So, what do we do with the sample? And we were supposed to see the printing. This day and age, you give birth to a premature child. It's a very clean area, no one walks in. Mm-hmm. But as a parent, you wear a gown, all the uniform that is needed, so that you don't transfer the bacteria to the child. And you go and touch a little hand or a little hand. All what we are saying is, why are we standing behind the glass? What's so contagious about the ballot paper? When we can stand there and watch them print, we vote, we do mock voting. We check the migration. Demystify our perception. Kubane said it's because people are not informed. Not everybody in Zimbabwe is as educated as you, my commissioner, and my boss, you are my voter. But we have the right to educate our people. Especially when it comes to issues of election. So if we are not informed as a people, inform us vanamangwana accordingly, so that we don't have this perception. And the other issue, you are talking of the issue of the Electoral Act, MDC submitted amendment, which we did. And in your words, you said some were accepted, some were refused. Those are the some that we are still fighting for.
Thank you.
Over and above, yeah. Over and above you saying we are the mandate of what is happening on the ground is coming from the top, that is not true. We are given that mandate by the Congress of our 2014 Congress, where the people of Zimbabwe said we must demand reforms. And one of those reforms was the process of the ballot. So it's just coming from us, coming from the people.
Thank you, Ms.
Like
Kumalo.
I said, we are a mandate driven party. At the time, there is my office, more than my office, more than one of the solution, more than the constitution, than the other constitution, not my warrant because of another. But if you have a constitution, that's
a good
thing to make up. Change, I will run the name.
What is that? Your last word, Mr. Moyo?
My last word is that the commission is going to continue to be guided by the constitution and the electoral laws. We are not going to have a situation where we are forced to deviate from the law. And we also are not going to allow political parties that tried to change certain things and couldn't make it in parliament and want to impose them on us. We'll only do what is the electoral act says and what the constitution says. But political parties are free to do their demonstrations is their right. That's the democracy that Zimbabwe has.
And if they protest, what are you going to do about it?
We are going to receive their petition. In fact, we are preparing to receive their petition on Wednesday. And then we are going to look into the issues that they are raising and see if there are any new issues that we can solve. Those that we can attend to, we can. Those that we can't attend to, we can't attend to.
Thank you so much, Mr. Moyo. Sorry, we are out of time and we have to leave it there. We thank our guest this evening, Mr. Kubani Moyo of the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. He's a commissioner there. We also thank Ms. Tabitha Kumalo, MDCT spokesperson, and also Mr. Nick Mangwana, ZANU-PF chairman for the United Kingdom. Signing off is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Let's meet again next time. Bye-bye.
And I'm Tarono Kawande. Till next time, please take care. Good night.